92.7 Rock, that's Zeppelin, 810. It's Mel and Chris in the morning, and we have some special guests here in studio, Mel.
It's always great to have a local band in and find out what you're up to, what your influences are, and where, you know, everybody can go see you. So we have Lion House in the studio. Welcome to the morning show, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
See, and I always find that bands are evening people and not morning people like us. Is that right, Kate?
That is correct. I don't remember the last time I was up this early.
Oh, one of those, there's an 8 a.m. as well?
Yes, exactly. I didn't know there were 2 8 o'clocks in one day. So now the reason you're here is because we want to find out about your band. We want to find out about your debut single and your single release party that's happening tomorrow at the Townhouse. So first of all, maybe Pat, you can tell us about Landslide and how that all came about.
Yeah, well, we've been working pretty hard on like making this album that we're going to release in the next year or so. And when came time to decide a single, we just wanted a really rocking song to like kind of put out there and really put our name out to the world. And I think Landslide really accomplishes that.
Have you ever recorded any of you recorded any music like this before? Like have a single, or is this all new to you? Maybe get Rob or Kate's say, backing away from the microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rob, is this a first time experience for you guys, or have you done something like this before?
For the four of us, yeah. They've recorded in the past with a previous band, the Keyframes. I've been in several bands. Like I have a home studio, so we're doing all this recording in my basement.
Nice.
Several projects in the past. Lots of things under my belt, but it's a fun one. And
so I'm going to put it out there. You're the drummer.
I am the drummer, yes.
See? Always,
I knew
always
that,
the
right?
Equipment. Yeah. You always know the equipment's there, and I guess now you have a home studio in
as
well.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit of a backstory. Robert reached out to me and said, hey, is there any chance that we can come into the studio? We're both background actors. We were on set, I don't know, about a month ago, somewhere around there in Perry Sound?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how this came about. And then when you guys told me that you were going to be releasing a single, Landslide, which you can get right now. It's on all the major streaming platforms. And also that you're going to be having a party. Let's talk about the party, the single release party tomorrow night at the Townhouse.
Yeah, so tomorrow night we're going to be having our single release party. It's the Townhouse. Doors open at 9 o'clock. We're going to have White Hot there and Ollie Palkovitz as featuring guests before us as well. So it should be a lot of fun. We're going to have a little bit of merch there. We're going to have our little handbills that you can get. You can go to our website and find where you could listen to our single. We're on all the major streaming platforms now, so it's pretty exciting.
I am big into the merch game. I want to sell merch out of the back of an El Camino without actually having a band. So will you guys have your own Lion House merch there tomorrow?
So right now we have some tank tops that I've personally designed myself. And
you did the lion logo on that?
I did, yeah.
Because it's stunning.
Thank you.
It really is cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I do a lot of the graphics for the band. It's a lot of fun. But we only have the tanks right now. Hopefully soon we'll be able to get an actual album out and we can actually have some CDs. And I think we might be getting some stickers, and I think I designed them. I don't know if we ever got them printed, but
well, you know, you know, all that merch sounds great and everything, and you want to sell it, but you have to make money to buy it first,
exactly.
Right? So you're
just
at the beginning of this whole thing, and it's great to find out about Lion House, local band here in Greater Sudbury. A question that I have, maybe Ryan can answer. Do you guys go to like all the major concerts that come to Sudbury? Is that part of your band process?
Sort of. I mean, between all of us, we go to all the concerts. I think it's important to see good live music if you want to make good live music. So yeah, we try to. I go to a lot of the jazz concerts and stuff, which is not really what we sound like, but it's just...
You like it.
Yeah, and watching good musicians kind of just, it's inspiring. So
iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Before we get to a couple more questions for you guys, I want to play just a little bit of Landslide. So this is the single release party tomorrow night at the Townhouse. What time do doors open tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
So at 9 o'clock, this is a little bit from Landslide from Lion House.
Fly away so quick like the breeze. Someone help me, please. I'm on my knees. What's the trick? Oh, what's the key? How can we make it last as long as the trees? It's a funny thing. Dance and sing. Then one day it's crumbling. It all falls apart at the same time. Love's a landslide.
Wow, there we go, Mel. Hopefully that didn't get picked up.
Yes, good. It goes on in the studio while the song's playing on the air. Stays in the studio.
Sunbreeze Lion House with Lance Ladd. We'll ask you, Ryan, what's the song about?
So the song was written about relationships and just how quickly they can fall apart. Yeah, so in the song, it's just asking, like, how can you make relationships last? Like, what do you have to do? And there's a lot of metaphors for nature. That's the gist of it, really. It was inspired by, like, that guitar riff, the intro. I guess we didn't actually hear that, but, yeah, it all kind of came together after I wrote that guitar riff, and the lyrics just flew naturally. But if you want to figure out what it's about, just find it on the streaming, like, platforms and listen to it yourself. And
I was going
to
say, luckily for everyone, they can stream it now on all the major platforms or head out tomorrow night to the townhouse at 9 o'clock and get to see it live and see it, how it's probably meant to be performed in the first place. I will say this, Kate, because I know that you are an accomplished songstress. I've only seen two people barefoot on the Grace Hartman Amphitheater stage. One of them was Brett from the Glorious Sons, and the other one was you. And I just watched, and I was like, wow, the energy that you exude. Then you guys were in the, not Rock Band Rumble, Battle of the Bands out in Valley East Days as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you've never seen, like I said, it's the Glorious Sons absolutely killed it on there. And then when I saw you guys, you know, you killed it as well. So I would suggest that everyone goes out to the townhouse tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll catch Lion House and Pat, Ryan, Rob, and Kate. Thank you so much for joining us on the morning show. And best of luck with Landslide.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, guys.